optic neuritis. This patient presents with painful eyes. Please examine the eyes.
I was asked to examine this patient, who presents with painful eyes, and I examined the eyes. The patient has markedly reduced visual acuity of both eyes and was only able to count fingers. The peripheral visual fields were normal, but a central scotoma was present. The optic disc appeared swollen and pale on fundoscopy. There is impairment of color vision, especially to the color red. Pupillary light reaction is decreased, and a relative afferent pupillary defect was present. Accommodation and eye movements were normal. The findings are consistent with a diagnosis of optic neuritis.
What are the differential diagnoses for optic neuritis?
The differential diagnosis for optic neuritis includes 1. Multiple sclerosis, 2. Neuromyelitis optica or Devic's disease, 3. Drugs such as ethambutol and alcohol, 4. Vitamin B12 deficiency, 5. Ischemia secondary to diabetes, temporal arteritis, 6. Familial such as Leber's disease, 7. Infective causes such as infectious mononucleosis.
If this patient has diplopia, how would you determine which extraocular muscle is weak?
If a diplopia is present, the false image is usually paler, less distinct, and always more peripheral than the real one. Firstly, I will ask the patient if the images are side by side, or one above the other. If they are side by side, then the culprit is either the lateral rectus or medial rectus. If they lie one above the other, the culprit could either be the obliques, or superior or inferior rectus. I will then ask, in which direction are the images maximally separated? At the point of maximum separation, I will ask the patient to cover one eye and find out which image disappears. If the lateral image is lost, then the covered eye is responsible. Remember the mnemonic, LR6SO4 the rest by 3. Lateral rectus supplied by the 6th cranial nerve. Superior oblique supplied by the 4th cranial nerve. The rest of the extraocular muscles are supplied by the 3rd cranial nerve.
What are the features of a 3rd nerve lesion?
Features of a 3rd cranial nerve lesion are 1. Complete ptosis. 2. Divergent strabismus, in which the eye is down and out. 3. A dilated pupil which is unreactive to direct light and accommodation.
What are the causes for a 3rd nerve palsy?
Central causes include vascular lesions in the brainstem, tumors, and demyelination. Peripheral causes include 1. Compressive lesions such as a posterior communicating artery aneurysm, tumor, basal meningitis, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, orbital lesions such as Tolosa-Hunt syndrome. 2. Ischemia or infarction, as in arteritis, diabetes, and migraine. Always try to exclude a 4th nerve lesion by tilting the patient's head to the same side as the lesion. The affected eye will intort if a 4th nerve is intact. Remember the mnemonic, SIN. Superior oblique contorts the eye.
What are the features of a 6th nerve lesion?
Features of a 6th cranial nerve lesion are 1. Failure of lateral movement. 2. Convergent strabismus. 3. Diplopia.
Name some of the causes for 6th nerve palsy.
Bilateral lesions include trauma, Wernicke's encephalopathy, mononeuritis multiplex, and raised intracranial pressure. Unilateral lesions include trauma, but most commonly idiopathic.
What are the causes of a jerky horizontal nystagmus?
The causes for a jerky horizontal nystagmus includes 1. Vestibular cause, 2. Cerebellar lesion, 3. Toxins such as phenytoin and alcohol, 4. Internuclear ophthalmoplegia due to a lesion of the medial longitudinal fasciculus.